Okay, so we are here, the sugya, the I put the daf of Gemara on really just because the daf of Gemara has the diagrams on it. So that's why we put that as the number one source here. But the Gemara there says, oh, I didn't realize how much writing is on here. Okay, so the Gemara has a little bit of a story right in the middle of the page. Amar of Nachman Tully. Is that it? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Oh, no. There he is. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. So right, the last word on the line is Rav. It's about 10 lines down, right in the Gemara here. It says, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Asa kemin neger psula. If you make it like a neger, so a neger is translated as a peg or a nail or something like that, so then that's going to be considered to be pasul. Now, so what does that mean that it's a neger? What's the assumption here in the Gemara? So however you understand that is then the key to the rest of the sugya. So on the right side of the page, if you see Rashi there says, Asa kemin neger. So Rashi says, Shekava v'tachba b'saf, k'neger shetochvin hanigrin b'kosel kazeh. That it's rolled up and then stuck in like a peg, which you stick into the wall. Kazeh. What's kazeh? Kazeh is like the picture right next door. Now, I don't believe Rashi made that picture. I think the word kazeh was added in. Because I believe the only picture that Rashi may have made is, I think, in Maseches Sota. There's like these five stars that are arranged in a certain way. I think all the other pictures came later. But anyways, the kazeh is the top little thing there where there's a peg going into the doorway, right? You see that? And then he says it's pasul, right? The mitzvah letachba ba'orech besaf kazeh. Because the mitzvah is really to put it straight up like this. And in neger, he says, is a kabile, which I guess is some kind of peg or something like that. So that's how Rashi understands it using those two pictures. Right, so sticking it straight into the wall, having it laid horizontally, that Rashi says is pasul. And if it's vertical, that he says is what the mitzvah is. That's what you're supposed to do. Ideally, it's supposed to be vertical. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Eini, right? Vaha ki asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef amar kulhu mezuzah devei Rebbe kimin neger havu avdin. He says, all of the mezuzahs of Bei Rebbe were made like a neger. What does it mean that it's like a neger? So, that's what we just said, like the peg. So, havu avidin. Vahi pischa da'ayil bei Rebbe lebe midrasha lo havu la mezuzah. So, but the door that he went was like a neger. I mean, they made it like a neger. And, but that door that he used to go into the base medrash did not have a mezuzah on it. So Gemara says, so what do you mean? Rebbe had these neger mezuzahs, like these pegs. It sounds like it's a problem. So Gemara says, Lo kasha hada vida kisichta, hada vida kiisturya. One is that he made it like a peg, that's when it's pasul. But if you make it like an istuvira, a ankle, so then it's going to be okay. What is this ustuvira? So if you look at the Rashi in the wide lines, so Rashi there talks about Avida Kesichta, where you have the line, the top one, the top picture. But then the ankle is Varegel Shochiv Kazeh Kacha Nichel Mezuzah Kesheira Hol Verosha Echad Zakuf. That it's somehow a bent mezuzah. So he seems to be saying that this bent mezuzah, like the mezuzah that Rabbi Yehuda had going into his base medrash, so suggests, so the Gemara says that then is going to be okay. So that's the way Rashi understands it. Rashi says this neger, if it's horizontal, it's a problem. Rather, it should be vertical. Okay, we're good so far. Okay, on the left side of the page, there's this big Tosfos of Havdavid. It's that long Tosfos on the left side where Tosfos says. He says, we'll do it here instead of in the Beis Yosef. So Tosfos here says, Perish Bekuntras, the Suchta Psula, Shetachuva Besaf Keneger, that if it's rolled up and then stuck in horizontal, that's going to be a problem. Shetochvin Bekosel Istavira, Makom Chibor Hashok Vaharegel Umad Hu Keshera. But if it's the place where the ankle, where the leg connects to the ankle, that's going to be okay. Vahashtabi Umad Bein Mushkav Travayu Mikrin Kemin Neger. And therefore, whether it's standing or whether it's laying, that's still going to be called a neger. So v'kashel Rabbeinu Tam. D'me'umud lav derech kavuhu. So Rabbeinu Tam says, hey, wait a second, how could you say that the ideal, according to Rashi, is to have it be straight up? He says, that's not derech kavod. Derech kavod is when it's laid out, right? V'kavuras chamor karilei. When something is just horizontal, going straight up, that's called the burial of a donkey. Right, which is inappropriate. When you bury a person, so you bury a v'mocher peros in Bava Basra. When you bury a person, you bury them laying down. You don't bury them laying up. The Sefer Torah v'luchos also in the Aron mushkav v'lo mu'umad. Right, the Sefer Torah and the luchos in the Aron were laying down. They weren't standing up. K'demasha perak Bava Basra, as we learn in the Gemara Bava Basra, it talks about how the Aron was arranged. Alfishayu l'chol la niach mu'umad. The Aron rumo karapo. Even though there could have been space for it to be done that way, right? But they didn't, right? The derech kavod, the way the Torah was carried, was for it to be laid down. The last question I didn't go through before, I'm not sure. But then he says, Val Korchach, the next line, the fifth of the wide lines, therefore Rabbeinu Tam says, Ki sichta mu'umad ki yisedos hamishkan hanoatzos ba'aretz. He says, so what does it mean, the neger? What is this peg that we're talking about? So says Rabbeinu Tam, it's not talking about a peg that's stuck into the wall in a way that's horizontal. Rather, it's the pegs that were used in the Mishkan to hold the wall in place, right? At the bottom of the panels of the Mishkan, so there was a sharper, a teeth at the bottom of those panels, and therefore that was stuck downwards. That's the neger that we're talking about. That's the peg. Not a peg that you stick into the wall horizontal, but rather a peg that you stick into the ground vertical. So therefore Rabbeinu Tam says for the mezuzah to be vertical, that's going to be pasul. Horizontal, that's the way that it's going to be. That's the way that's going to be kosher. So you have a straight up big machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. How to understand what this word is? I mean, the word means a peg or a nail or something like that. But you're still stuck. What that means, what the context of that is, ends up being a big machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now this is one of those questions that, like, what did they have in Rashi's house? Like, what did Rabbeinu Tam see when he visited Saba's house? At what point did he have a difficulty with, it's not one of these far-fetched machlokas about how to understand the Gemara. This is like the same question with tefillin, right? How did Rabbeinu Tam have different tefillin than Rashi, right? How do you understand that? Or a different position on it? So, okay, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't have a great answer for it. I was listening today, actually, while driving, Rabbi Lopiansky, Rav Aaron Lopiansky in Silver Spring. So he has, he does like a biography. It sounds like he has like Motzi Shabbos, Malava Malkas every once in a while, where he does a biography. So he's always been doing like sort of random, I think based on whichever Yahrzeit was coming that upcoming month. And then he decided to start going in order of history. So today actually was Rashi. Rashi was popped up on my podcast thing today. So there he just sort of made an offhanded comment that Rashi seems very simple, but really Rashi is Tosfos but only the answer of Tosfos, not all the questions. Meaning to figure out why Rashi is saying what he's saying, that takes a whole lot of work. But he's coming up with a sheet that's based on all those questions. But he didn't, and in a way, Tosfos is filling in the gaps of Rashi. But of course, that's only when they agree. When they disagree, it becomes a bigger challenge to figure out. So anyways, so that is Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. If you see on the second page in the Beis Yosef, I'm sorry. Is it sideways for you too?
Yep.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. You could flip it. Okay. If you download it, you flip it. All right. Fine. So anyways. Okay. So.
A question before we go ahead.
Yes.
This ankle-shaped mezuzah, how do you envision that? You're bending the parchment.
That's what it sounds like. That's what's going on. I mean, it sounds. I think that's what he's saying. That therefore it's mutter. If it's bent, it's mutter. I think that's the way he's they're envisioning it. Yeah. Yeah. It's discussed a little bit more. It's discuss a little bit more on the in the base Yosef. So through this page 2 don't need, but if you go to page 3, so page 3, that is page 2 is pretty much the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. And then in page 3, so you have the top here, he says, Uvachasav Arash Va'idnim Nahug Alma Karashi, on the top line there, right? So the Rush says that our minug is to follow Rashi, and that's what the Mordechai did, V'chol Shekein Iker V'hevi Rayel Adavar, and he brings a proof for it as well. V'chasu Oda Tosos V'arash, V'tzarech L'dachtik Hadak Amar Kulhu Mezusta Devei Rebbe Kamin Neger Avidan, right? Mashma, Aval Shar Mezusta Di Alma Lo Avid the Kamin Neger. It sounds like, yeah, it might have been that in Bei Rebbe's house, they had some kind of odd-shaped mezuzos, but it's not, but the reason they're mentioning it is because that was unique. V'al korchach bein de Rebbe bein de Alma lo hayu psula, so it wasn't going to be pasul. Hilkach nira deche astavira dekeshera haynu ba'alakson lo shochev lo zakov. So therefore, what it sounds like is that the way that they did it, that it's kasher, that people were okay with it, is that it was hard, it was diagonal. It wasn't laying, and it wasn't standing up. Inami kimin nun, or it was like inun. So that's the suggestion. Either what they did in Rebbe's house was that it was not totally flat, rather it was up a little bit, or it was this shape like a nun. Mechsa shochiv mechsa zakov, meaning some was laying, some was across, and some was up. V'chein perish Rashi b'lishna achrina. That's what Rashi seems to say as well in one of his. He has a lashon acher on that daf. Aval shar mezuzta d'alma love hachi avdinan el leperish Rashi meumad v'leperish Rabbeinu Tam mushkav. But most of the other ones were either standing like Rashi or sitting like Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rush suggests that that's what the Rambam had as well. I'm not sure how you see that from the Rambam himself, but that's the Rush says. But Mordechai Kasav Bahag Mefarish Astavira Chetziv Zaku V'Chetziv Shachu. That's the way the Mordechai, the Bahag explains it as well. Rima Farish Meshupa De Mezuzah Iev Shar Chetziv Zaku V'Chetziv Shochi. But the Re says that that can't be. Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kasav Yesh Befarshim Baal Lachson Lomun V'Lomushkav in the middle Elamuta Me'al Haregel Shel Mezuzah Shel Mata Meruchak Ma'at Me'akotel V'chein Re'isi L'Ravosi. That rather he's describing that it's a little bit that what was unusual is that it's a little bit distant from the mezuzah, from the wall doorpost, as opposed to on the doorpost as well. But again, Va'olam Noagim Kirashi Me'umad V'yesh Befarshim Kastavira Kimin Nun Kafufa, and some say like that Nun as well, and at the bottom of the page as well, the Beis Yosef records the halacha we follow like the Rambam and like Rashi, according to his first opinion, that it should be Me'umad. Okay, so that is our that is where the Beis Yosef seems to end up. Everybody seems to record the minhag is like Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam is not included in the in the ways that the Shulchan Aruch passes like, and he's relying on the Rush to say that the minhag seem to be following like Rashi. So that then brings us to the Shulchan Aruch here. So Shulchan Aruch, Resh Pei Tes Sif Vav, I think that's what we're up to. So Resh Pei Tes Sif Vav says, Tzricha Lios Zekufa Archa Leorech Mezuzas HaPesach. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that it should be straight up, along, parallel to the mezuzah of the door. V'chavin Shehei Shema Dahainu Sof Haglila Litzad Chos. And the minhag is that the Shema should be towards the outside. What does that mean? That you should be able to. So. I forgot if the Beis Yosef mentioned that. But no, that wasn't really mentioned, the Beis Yosef. I believe there's a Yerushalmi someplace where it talks about that that you should be able to see the Shema, but here is Ve'chavin Shei Shema Dahainu Sof Haglila Litzad Chutz, that the Shema, meaning the end of the writing, should be facing towards the outside, which I think brings you to. So the it sounds like the cut, meaning where the mezuzah roll happens, so that should somehow be facing to the outside, which ends up for us being that the shin dalad yud is facing the inside. So ideally, the shin dalad yud is supposed to be facing the inside, that you should be able to see it as you're walking into the house. So I think we mentioned before that I believe that's only really applicable if you have a transparent case. If you have a case, that you're not going to be able to see it anyways. So at least according to this, it doesn't. That's not an issue. Although we'll see what the other. We'll see other interpretations of what that means about the Shema. But that's according to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says it should be straight up, and you should be able to see Shema, should be able to go towards the outside of the house. So if you go to Sephardi homes, you'll see the mezuzahs, if they know the minhag of Sephardim, right, in David Abraham's house, so all the mezuzahs go straight up, up and down, because that's following Maran HaMachaber, that says that it should be straight up. The one exception for him is I think we mentioned before, is that he has a carve-out mezuzah someplace, because you couldn't get the door wasn't thick enough. From the dining room to the kitchen, there's a swinging door, so you couldn't really put a mezuzah there, so he carved out a spot, but that was before he realized that Sephardim are supposed to go straight up. So that one's diagonal. But the rest of the house are all straight up. Okay, so that is the... And we'll see, and the Gra holds this way as well. So first with regards to the Bi'ur Gra, I knew there was a Yerushalmi here. Yerushalmi Sof Megillah. So the Gra here, Yud Beis, he says V'yichavin shei Shema dahainu Sof Haglila Letzad Chutz, that the Shema should be towards the outside. So he says, so that's actually brought, that's the Gra here says Yerushalmi Sof Megillah. That's the Yerushalmi to the Megillah. Ve'viu Tosfos Sham, and Tosfos brings it in Menachos. And Ularashi Kishitaso, Ularabinu Tam Kishitaso. So Rabbeinu Tam interprets that according to his Shita, and Rashi explains it according to his Shita, and Rabbeinu Tam explains it according to his Shita. So we understand Rashi's Shita, because the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rashi, that the Shema should be towards the outside, so that when you open the mezuzah, you'll be able to see the Shema is going to be the thing that's going to come out towards the outside. Says the Ramah, V'chein Nagu. And that is the Minhag. Now, it's unclear whose Minhag, but he says V'chein Nagu, and you see here the Ramah, he quotes the Beis Yosef. Let's continue in the Ramah. He says, Aval yesh omrim, but some say, shepesula bezakufa, that it's actually possible if it's straight up, el tzricha lios shechuva archa l'rochev mezuzas ha-pesach. And rather, it should be horizontal across the width of the doorpost. Who is that? So here he says, Turva poskim b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not sure why you don't say Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, Tosos b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, but that's what he says. V'medaktikim yotzeim yedei shnehem. And those that are careful attempt to be yotzei both, Umanichim osa b'shifua uva alakson, and therefore they put it on its towards the side and diagonal. Meaning the diagonal that we do is to be yotzei the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein rahui no linhog, v'chein noagin b'medinos elu, and that's the minog in these nations. So it's a little odd because the first line of the Ramah said v'chein nagu, and that is the minog. So somehow the minhag changed from the top line to this line. That's why I think the Ramah, right, he quotes, it's from the Beis Yosef, the V'chein Nagu, and that is the minhag, so that's the Beis Yosef talking. But then the Ramah says, but by us, our minhag, if you walk around the streets of Krakow, you'll see that all the mezuzos are slanted. That's what we do in order to be Yotze, both Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. V'chavin she'i rosh ha-mezuzah, that the top of the mezuzah, dahainu shema, litzad penim. And we should be also careful that the top of the Shema should be towards the inside. The Shita Achrona L'Shatz Chutz. And the bottom line should be towards the outside. That's also his read, by the way, of that Yerushalmi, that the Shema, you should be able to sort of pick it up and be able to read the Shema. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam, I think that's the way Rabbeinu Tam understood that, that Shita. So that is the... What?
The Chaver says Shema should be facing outside. And he's saying inside, no? Am I reading that wrong?
No. The word Shema would be towards the inside, meaning that it's going to be on that slant so that when you raise it up, you'll be able to read it. So that when you unroll it, if you took the mezuzah the way it is going slant it towards the inside and you unrolled it from there, you'd be able to see, you'd be able to read it. The Shema would be straight up. That's the way he, that's the way the Rama, or the way Rabbi Tam, would understand that Yerushalmi.
Okay, you mean the Shema on the outside of the klaf?
No, the Shema on the inside. I mean, the Shema on the inside of the klaf. The Shema that's rolled.
No,
Shema on the outside. Right? No, no, sure. Right.
He says Panim and the
Mechaber
says
Tzad Chutz. Yeah, but that's what that's what he means. All right, well, you'll see. The Piskei Tshuva, I believe, clears that up. So, first of all, with regards to the V'chein Nahagu, so the Shachir says, Kolomar Kein Nahagu B'Shar Medinos. He says, yeah, and that is the minhag in all the other countries in the kingdom of the Mechaber. As the Beis Yosef says, Aval Yesh Omrim, V'chein Noagim Nebedinos Elu. And that's the minhag here. So the Shach explains that that V'chein Noagu, and that is our minhag, that's not our minhag, that's the minhag. But that's the minhag there. But our minhag is that we put it slanted. Not to Paskin fully like Rabbeinu Tam. By the way, I remember listening, I think it was a shir from Rav Shechter where he pointed out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, right, where else do we do this? That we have that we have our things standing up rather than laying down.
Different Torah.
Right. that according to Rabbeinu Tam, our own kodeshes should be shelves rather than having the Torah straight up. Right? Because he would say that would be considered to be the greater kavod.
So we do it as a slant,
because otherwise they'd fall over, and that would be a big problem. But besides that, we do it on a slant, perhaps also to be yotze them. But who doesn't? By the way, just came to me now. Who doesn't do it on a slant? Svardim, right? Svardim just have it straight up, because maybe they're holding like that by Rashi. Yeah. Okay, so that is
when we read the Torah. They read it standing up, and we read it lying down.
Yeah. True. Okay, so it's true. That's not necessarily... I think, actually, part of the Rabbeinu... In that Tosos, actually, he comments that you know that when it's vertical, it's higher kavod than horizontal, Rabbeinu Tam says, because when the Torah is vertical in that it's being carried, everybody stands. And then when it's put down to read, everybody sits. So Rabbeinu Tam is acknowledging that it's put down to read, probably because you have to be able to read it and not just have to put it down at some point. But he at least Rabbeinu Tam himself is acknowledging that.
Okay. So in the Rabbi Gavai show, I guess it's Spanish Portuguese, I guess.
Yes.
The Torah is flat. They don't read it. They don't read it standing up.
They don't. They have Ashkenazi Torahs there. They have our style of Torahs with Atzei Chaim.
It's not quite our style of Torah because the parchment seems to be different, at least on the Torah that I've seen the several times that I've been there. But you're right in the sense that it's a scroll.
Right. Yeah, so they, like the Spanish and Portuguese, it's not, like Sephardi means different things in different places. Spanish and Portuguese is really coming from Amsterdam, so... Right, after that Kehila went from Spain and went to Amsterdam, all of the Mikveh Israel, Sheirith Israel in New York, the Newport, Savannah, I think there's another one that I'm thinking. So all of those are Sephardic, but came from Amsterdam, right? They were part of the Dutch trading, you know, the Dutch New India Company, right? They were all in that chevra, so that's where they were coming from, Amsterdam, New Amsterdam, right? That's
they have on their Torah. Thank you. There seems to be some kind of backing on the cloth, some kind of like red silky kind of cloth, I guess.
So I don't know. I mean. Yeah, like they might have taken that. Actually, the Sephardic Torahs, right, the big ones, they do have that. They do have like this cloth that comes along with it. Maybe they took some and hugged him and not others. I don't know. Could ask Rabbi Gabai next time you see him trying to think of something to say to him. So that could, you could ask him about that. I'm sure he would have a lot to tell you about it. By the way, they have a new rabbi there at Spanish Departure.
We met him.
You met the new rabbi? Oh, I haven't even. I mean, I've spoken with him a bunch of times.
Well, I went there for Shabbos, and we had a couple of meals with him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very nice fellow.
All right.
What's his name?
You know, I'm sorry.
It's got like five syllables to it. I forgot. But he almost ended up with our dining room table, but then he measured it and figured it would be too small for his apartment, but never. And then we could have made up all sorts of stories about, you know, how the table came from, you know, from everything.
He's also a chaplain. He's in the army.
Who?
The rabbi.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right, so that is the Shach. Good. So the Piskei Tshuva here at the bottom has a couple of things to say. He says, first of all, that if it would be laid out, he suggests that it would be, if it's straight up, it would be pasul. So Mirabeinu Tam holds, if it's straight up, it would be pasul. So he says here in the Piskei Tshuva, he actually quotes the Gra. I knew the Gra said it, but the Gra doesn't really say it in the Bi'ur Gra, but the, but here he says, "V'agrab satzal b'shulchan aruch shelo pasa k'rashi." Pasan's like Rashi. That should be straight up. Ayin sham v'chein hu ban hagas shelo. So too, that's in his minhagim. Now, did he actually say? Right. So that's actually in the Bi'ur Hagra Yudalid, where he says that, where he comments about the Ramah saying that those that are careful keep both shitos. But says the Gra, but l'inyan dina, we should really hold like Rashi. And that's what we do by Sifrei Torah as well, right? The Gra makes that point as well. We do by Sifrei Torah as well, that the Sifrei Torah are held upright rather than laying down. Now, I don't know what you do with the... You then have a little bit of a question. Well, why in the Aron was it straight? Was it across, horizontal and not vertical? I'm not sure. I don't know what the answer is to that. But that is the Bi'ur Gra does make that comment, which is by why... which is why in Bob Pransky's house, all the mezuzahs were straight up as well. I was Pransky put his mezuzahs al pi shitas hagra. Now I'm not sure why in Yerushalayim. If anybody comes in touch with Rabbi Salkon might know why in Yerushalayim that's not the minhag. Meaning, why is it that minhag hagra did not make its way to Eretz Yisrael, and why is it not the Minigan congregation Beth HaMedrash then? You gotta talk to the Israeli, the old Yerushalmis about why that Minhag did not transfer to Yerushalayim as well. But fine. So that's number one. The next thing he says, now placing it horizontally, diagonally. So the Piskei Tshuva here says, Ayin b'sefer Yad Haktana, Perek Gimel Mihilchus Mezuzah, Os Tezayin, Shekasa de b'makum shemezuzos ha-pesach enam rechavim klal. He says, however, if the doorpost is not wide at all, Yikvena zekufa archa. So then do it straight up. La'orech mezuzos ha-pesach, ki af harama eno cholik ele b'inyan sheyochal lotzeis yidei shneihem. Because the Rama also... if you put a gun to his head, he would say, yeah, we really paskin like Rashi. But if you're trying to be Yotzei both. But if you're not going to be able to be Yotzei both because of the doorpost is not thick enough, so then do it straight up. That's the way you would be Yotzei. Uvinyan zeh yosir tov miyim lasos osa al tzad mezuzos ha-pesach. And that's better than doing it on the side of the door. Right, which we end up doing other times. Shelo b'toch chalal ha-pesach. That's not within the doorway at all. The hainu achori hadelas v'rova poskim poslim oso gosha kastav ha-shach. Most poskim say that would be pasul. Now, in Yud, he's not as strict about that. Right? But that's where we're talking about the... I think we had this last week. Like, if you have those glass... Like, if you have an office door with glass panels... And there's no place within the door to put it, and you can't engrave into the doorpost, so then you put it in front. So the Piskei Tshuva says, yeah, you do that, but that's only b'di'evet. Ideally, it's better to have it straight up in the doorpost than in front and being Yotzei the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And that's similarly also in the end here, where he says, Shama Litzad Pinim, Ayin B'Sefer Chomus Yerushalayim, Simen Kufman Vav, Shekasim D'Cheder Shekorin Alkor. I don't know what that is. The Alcor room.
Alcove? Does it mean alcove?
I don't know. What is an alcove? Like, what would that?
A little hallway before the entrance.
A hallway before the entrance. Okay, maybe. She'ein hamachitza rak minisarim, because the door, the wall is very narrow. It's only from nails, so it's only very small. V'iyashar l'kvoa mezuzah baruchiv chala pesach, and therefore you can't put it up across the width of the door. Near l'kvoa mezuzah sofa samuch l'pesach v'rosha ba'alachzon yarchik ma'at mipesach gam l'das ha'sovrim l'anicha mushkov mistaber shehe shulya l'tzad toch ha'pesach ayin sham. He suggests here that if you are putting it in the front, but you're not able to put it in the door, but rather you put it in front, so then you should put it diagonal no matter what. So he says, it seems like it goes against the previous sif in the Pesachei Tshuva, where he said that it's better for it to be straight up than for it to be in front. Unless you just say that this is where that was impossible. I mean, sometimes it's just impossible for it to be straight up within the doorway, and therefore you would go and put it in front. Now, does that mean that Rov Poskim would assume that that's really no good? So that then brings us to the next, the last couple of pages here, some copies from the Agur Bo'alecha. So in the Agur Bo'alecha here, there's a misprint, or at least misprint according to the way we have it in our, there is no Pesachei Tshuva Yud Aleph, but here, let's look on top first, where he says, Kishakova michutz l'chala pesach, that sometimes if you're putting it on the outside of the width of the doorway, l'fnei pesach olacharv, either in front of it or behind it, now behind of it is more questionable. Right behind it is some would really hold there that you're not yotze, but if it's really not possible, it's really not possible, as he points out there in the footnote on the bottom. But yamida kishehi nota litzdadin, it should be towards the side a little bit. V'yishikoshe nota bedafka limin, and some say it should specifically be to the right, and I'm not sure what he means exactly by the right. I don't quite get that. But here in the footnote, Yud Zayin is where he quotes the Chumash Yerushalayim, the same, the Pesachei Tshuva, the Chumash Yerushalayim. V'nirish esvaraso mishum shetzarech letamu derech kriyasa, because it should be the way that you read it. Ach lefi anias daisi ein dverim uchrach. It doesn't really make sense. Lefi mash kasav arach kodemes b'shem habach. V'od di ibeinan shetei nikris. What? It should be read before you enter the door. It sounds like it should be enough for you to be a little distant from the Pesach. So therefore, there's really no distinction which direction you point the diagonal. Right, I brought his words that should be a little bit to the. It says to the right, but I really think it means to the left. And the Chovasdar also cast of a shame is not sure what the isha kovei lifnei haPesach yikvena kisharosha kalpei haPesach. Right, the Hainu Litzad Smol. The Chovasadar also says that if you're putting it in front of the doorway, you should make it so that the top of it is closer to the door itself. The Hainu Litzad Smol, which means to the left side, which is what I thought. The Chshanira Shetaimu Kadei Lekaimus Dinei Yerushalmi Shai Shema Roa Es Penei HaPesach. Right, which is, that's the fulfillment of the Yerushalmi, that the Shema would see the inside of the door, meaning it would be closer to the door. That's towards the inside of the house, maybe that you wouldn't be good at that, but okay, fine. That is in there. So therefore,
he's talking about when you're putting it on the outside, that you can't put it inside the door first.
Right.
To put it outside, the top would lean towards the door.
Right, like picture 27, at the bottom, so for some reason you can't put it in that doorway, so he's putting it in front, so the bottom one is the one that is preferable.
I'm not sure which. This on page 5?
On page 5, there's one diagram there.
Okay. So the one on the bottom is preferred.
It sounds like that's what the Chovas Adar says to do. That's what I would say to do.
And what if you could only do it on the inside of the door? Then you would do it the other way, probably.
What do you mean, the inside of the door?
If you can't put it on the outside of that doorway.
You mean behind the door?
Behind the door, then it should be the other way.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think he's. I think the real idea. I'm not sure it matters at that point. I think the real idea is to have it slanted to be Yotzei the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, because I think Rabbeinu Tam's real position is not necessarily that it should be horizontal, but rather it shouldn't be straight up. I think that's really what Rabbeinu Tam holds. That shouldn't be straight up. Straight up, that's not Bechuvadik, that's the way they bury donkeys, apparently, the Gemara tells us. But as long as it's not straight up, so then you would be okay and you fulfill the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, once you're in...
Did you say the Gra... straight up?
No. Yes. The Gra followed Rashi. The Gra said that's what he thought was the correct halacha, Mi'ikar Adin. But Rabbeinu Tam says that's not Kavodik. What does the Gra do with that? I mean, what does the Gra do with A, that Gemara, I mean, that proof of Rabbeinu Tam, or B, what does he do with the Gemara with the fact that the Torah in the Aron was horizontal and not vertical? I don't know. Those two proofs of Rabbeinu Tam, I'm not sure what his answer is.
Transcript of conversation of Rabbeinu Tam with his Zaidi.
Right. I'm not sure.
It's on YouTube, isn't it?
Do they live together?
No. I don't believe there is much. I think Rabbeinu. I think the Rashbam and Rashi. I believe the Rashbam did learn with Rashi, which is why the Perush of the Rashbam. He records things about he does mention learning with his grandfather and things that his grandfather told him. I believe also the Rashbam was like 20 years older than Rabbeinu Tam. I think that's the way it's in my mind. I don't think Rabbeinu Tam really learnt with Rashi, but the Rashbam certainly did. I'm 90% sure about that. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So that is we put it slanted. Usually, I've tried to in the past, although now I'm not so sure. Then I stopped being so machbanan as we went on. Is to really do it slanted. I mean, to do it mamish in the middle between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, but a little bit more towards Rashi's side. But now that I'm learning it again, I see that Rabbeinu Tam. It might just be about this kavod thing. That being the fact, to put on a slight slant. That's probably sufficient to be Yotzei the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, this last piece here. Yeah. Okay, you know what? All right, it's already late. All right, so maybe we'll stop here. That's the end of Simon Reish Pei Tes. We'll pick up with Reish Tzadi is very short. And then, lo and behold, we're like almost at the end here. A couple things about checking the mezuzos and who's chayv in it. And then there's also an allusion to, and we'll try to do it as well, the idea of leaving your mezuzos behind for the next person. So we'll try to cover those things in the next, I guess maybe by Pesach. Maybe it'll be finished. Hilchos mezuzah by Pesach. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, we'll stop here. Good night.